South Bend would put up 5 runs. As Murray swings, lifts one foul here, count 1-1. He's not a guy that you look at this team on paper, 22-year-old from Bahamas, and there's a lot of top prospects on this team. Not a guy you really pencil in as someone to look out for, but he has just been a captain killer, unfortunately, and that has continued into tonight as the 1-1 is fouled away, 1-2. 2 home runs, 9 RBIs in the final week of July, and a double here where he's come home to score. He takes a fastball inside. It misses. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Captain's defense playing Murray straight up. He doubled to the left center field fence and again began what was 4 hits in a row, 5 getting on base for South Bend. The 2-2 from Hart, breaking ball inside. He works another full count, this time to Murray from the left side. Hart making his first appearance here in the postseason. The payoff, Murray swings, line drive, past the diving glove of Valdez. At second base, he dove full extension to his right, but was just not in time to get it. So Murray with a base hit, a two-hit performance tonight, and he's now aboard. Valdez, again, a full extension jump, and he gave it his all there, just wasn't in line with the ball, I think. I don't even think it was the timing. I think the ball just went under that glove as Valdez's body descended down after taking that full extension dive. So Zach Hart will now deal to Pablo Aliendo. First pitch is a fastball on the inner half, count 0-1. Aliendo would score Murray from second with an RBI double of his own to left center field. He thought it was gone after swinging, and I think the only reason why he stayed at second. As a low throw from Hart on a pickoff attempt, Naraho with a nice job keeping his body in front of it, going down to one knee and scooping it up with the glove. And by the way, just a correction, Hart did pitch in game 1 of the Eastern Championship Series. He went an inning allowing 2 hits, but no earned runs. The 0-1, Aliendo puts it foul to the top of the netting right side behind home plate, count 0-2. Hart would enter that game with bases loaded, no outs in the ninth, where the Loons would get 2 more runs, and 2 of those runs came against Hart, but they were already runners inherited, so not on his mark, obviously, and Hart didn't allow any runners that he put on to score. Aliendo, a chopper left side, potential double play. Cairo fields chest high to Valdez for 1 on the first, a double play. An inning-ending double play. As the captains go around the horn, 5-4-3. To conclude the third inning. No runs for the Cubs, 1 hit, no errors, and after the DP, none left on. We're through 3, 5-1 South Bend. Cole Franklin will return to the mound for the Cubs when we return. WJCU. First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the fourth, Lake County had bases loaded in the third with just 1 out, but they would just scratch across 1 run on a walk from Milan Tolentino. Captains are down 5-1 here after what was a 5-run bottom of the second for South Bend, pushing Rodney Boone out of this game. So Lake County have some work to do in these middle innings and hoping the bullpen could keep it in it down the stretch. As Cole Franklin, 0-1 is a breaking ball that hangs high, count 1-1. Franklin threw 31 pitches in that third, including three walks in total, and Tolentino's would bring home a run, but Franklin would get a fielder's choice to end the inning, and he comes out for a fourth. As Holland is swinging a miss, count 1-2, and that is an effect of having a lead. If this was a different game, a closer game, maybe the bullpen would be relied on more, but Cubs sticking with Franklin. As his 1-2 is weakly tapped up the middle by Holland, charging in the shortstop Madej. He fields, he throws, not in time. Holland beating it by a step. Good hustle by Corey to get on base. And if it is, I think, an infield single, because I don't know how you can give Madej an error there, despite a hesitation on the throw, that's a two-hit night for Corey Holland. And Holland getting there before the ball did. Tie goes to the runner, and Holland aboard. So now Mikael Ramirez will come up. He swung at the first pitch in the second, would end the second, a 6-4 fielder's choice with Holland at first. First pitch here from Franklin. Ramirez swings, chopper foul down the third baseline, count 0-1. After Zach Hart worked a 15-pitch third, getting a 5-4-3 double play, it is now Jaime Arias, the left-hander, getting loose for Lake County in their pen. He'd already be the fourth pitcher to enter, third in relief for the Captains. The 0-1, breaking ball low, count 1-1, though, again, and obviously the scenario is what it is for Lake County, these are arms. Arias, for the Captains especially, did not appear in the postseason, has not appeared since September 8th. Get him some work, and again, you have a bullpen depth for a reason, and you didn't have to use too much of it against the Loons. As Holland takes off, Ramirez swings, and it darts foul down the right field line. We'll head towards the lawn, and a bunch of kids will fight over a souvenir here at Four Winds. Again, a great Sunday crowd. South Bend town that finally celebrated a Notre Dame win yesterday. They're now 1-2 on the season. After, again, originally losing their opener to Ohio State. 1-2, Franklin with a fastball misses high, so the count 2-2. Franklin's velocity has not dipped, even though he's approaching 60 pitches. That one came in at 96 on the gun. The right-hander shakes off his sign. Holland on first. 2-2, the pitch. Ramirez smacks it foul, and it will go towards the concourse out of play. Count 2-2. Ramirez not too bad of a postseason so far. Two hits in that Loon series, including an RBI single in that game number two. He was responsible for the one of the two runs scored in that game, too. Holland takes off Franklin's pitch. It's chopped to the right side by Ramirez, a vacant right side because the second baseman, Pertus, went over to cover a beautifully executed hit and run by Lake County. So Ramirez is aboard. Holland moves to third. Runners on the corners, no outs. And Yordiz Valdez will come up. Getting to Franklin here. For Lake County, it's now five hits in total. So Valdez in the left-hand batter's box. Middle infield double play depth. And a runner at third, Corey Holland. First pitch from Franklin. Valdez puts it back to the netting behind home plate. Count 0-1. Shade is now on the field. Sun is only on the outfield walls and in the left field seats. Here at Four Winds. 0-1 from Franklin. Valdez, chopper to the right side, and that one will sneak through. Pertus does stop it from going any further, but it snuck through Murray, the first baseman. Holland scores, and the Captains back-to-back-to-back infield singles. They get another run. Holland comes across, and it's now 5-2 with Joe Naraho, the leadoff hitter, coming up, and third time that Franklin will have to face the Lake County lineup. Murray, for some reason, did not originally break towards that ball and elected for the second baseman Pertus to take it. I think if Murray does break, he at least gets the out at first, and Valdez instead, no outs recorded. Two runners on, and Tony Cagul will come out and talk with his Cubs team again. A lefty gets up and loose for South Bend in their pen. It is 5-2 South Bend, the score here, and again, a big chance for Lake County. South Bend is warming up Luke Little, who the Captains have not seen this year. He's a recent call-up from Myrtle Beach, the low-A affiliate, the Chicago Cubs. Big lefty, 6'8", and 220 pounds. Cubs infield will go back, and the Lake County runners will go back as well after a quick meeting with manager Greg DiCenzo and Yan Rivera, the first base coach. Manager Greg DiCenzo, the third base coach for Lake County, and maybe another hit and run with Joe Naraho at the plate. Valdez with the RBI single, and yet another RBI in the postseason for Valdez. That's his fourth, which leads Lake County. So Naraho's at the plate. First pitch from Franklin, a breaking ball and a called strike on the outer edge. How Franklin will respond facing this Lake County top of the order for a third go-around remains to be seen. Franklin's next pitch will be his 70th tonight. Trying to complete four. The 0-1. Naraho is swinging a miss. Count 0-2. Franklin with two off speed to get in front of Naraho, who has seen a lot of Franklin's fastball tonight and starts him off with two breaking pitches. Double play depth, forced out at third, second, and first. The 0-2. Naraho is swinging a miss. That was a really good sequence for Franklin. Just three off-speed pitches to get Naraho. Five strikeouts now for Franklin, a much-needed out here in the fourth, and now it's Connor Cox, who is 1-for-2. He'll step in. Cox against Franklin last time, worked the count full, took a swing and a miss. First go around with single up the middle, he would be left on third. The Captains have stranded five on base through the first three innings here this evening. Franklin's first pitch, fastball high, brings Aliendo vertical, count 1-0. Arias continues to warm up, lefty for Lake County. Little continues to warm up for the Cubs, a lefty as well. Franklin, a glance back at Ramirez at second. Second pitch, and that one swung on a miss by Cox, count 1-1. Ramirez not a whole ton of speed at second. Valdez can fly at first. So it depends how hard it is struck by Cox, but the outfield is playing back here for South Bend. 1-1, fastball is low. Aliendo tries to frame, but does not get enough of the lower part of the zone for Justin Jaska. Lights beginning to turn on here at South Bend's Four Winds Field, just past 7 o'clock here on this Sunday. The 2-1 to Cox. Cox chops it foul, right to manager Greg DiCenzo outside the third base coaching box. Count 2-2. Ramirez at second, Valdez at first. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Cox pops it up. A little blooper behind home plate. Aliendo will sprint back. He slides, but it's into the netting, and Aliendo crashes into the wall. Has yet to pop up. Now he does. Seems to be all right. As he'll, with a hand on his hip, walk back, and Aliendo gave it all he had there. Sprinted and then slid and sort of crashed into that wall, and appears to be all right. Athletic catcher, and that ball was suspended high enough or long enough. Aliendo might have had a play, but Cox stays alive and will face another 2-2 from Franklin. Franklin dangling the ball behind his waist, looks back at Ramirez. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low, count 3-2. So now Lake County and Connor Cox get on with the walk. Franklin, again, already three free passes allocated tonight. Would have the bases loaded for Halpin and then potentially Alex Replanez yet again. This Captain's team never out of it, and they're down three here. Little is waiting in the bullpen right now. He, a lefty, could come on to face Halpin. Why Franklin getting an out would be huge for the Cubs, so it's just one out for him to get rather than two if you're Little. Franklin at 77 pitches overall, 48 strikes. And he will come once again with a payoff. Two runners on for Lake County, down three here in the fourth. The pitch? Cox, jam shot, he swings and it then hits himself with it. I think maybe on the abdomen. He pops up now, seems to be all right. And that one hit him right on the thigh, right on that right thigh, the upper part of it. And he swung and fouled it off that thigh. So Cox gets another chance. Hope he's all right, and he'll stay in here as he gathers himself and will step back into the right-hand batter's box. He digs that back foot in. 3-2. Franklin once again to Cox. Righty on righty, the offering. Cox swings into shallow right, charging on Casey, but he'll drop in front of him, down for a hit. Casey comes up throwing, and a missile to home. Ramirez to third, Valdez to second, and Connor Cox a single. A 2-for-3 night for Cox. And now it's Petey Halpin with the bases loaded. Will South Bend stay with Franklin, or will they go to Luke Little? Well, Lance Rimmel's out of the dugout, and that's indication Franklin's night may be over. Franklin's heater was working at times tonight, but the Captains have matched the Cubs in hits. 7 overall, 4 in this inning, and a run already scored. Franklin's night is done, and he'll get an ovation. Luke Little will come into this game, a lefty that Lake County has not seen this season. He'll come on. The bases will be loaded. Petey Halpin and Alexi Planez a chance with one out. When we return, we'll step aside. You're listening to the Midwest League Championship Series. 5-2 your score, South Bend, here on WJCU.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Cubs will go to a lefty, Luke Little. Just 4 appearances with South Bend after a full season with Myrtle Beach. Little primarily a starter. He has an 0.69 ERA with South Bend in 13 innings. Just 1 earned run allowed. The lefty will inherit. Bases loaded. 1 out and facing a lefty, Petey Halpin here. Petey tonight, 0-for-1 with a walk. And for a signature hit, Captains down 3. First pitch from Little, fastball low, count 1-0. 95 from Little. He's got a lot of juice, and his name's Luke Little, but he's not little. He's 6'8" and 220 pounds. He was the Cubs minor league pitcher of the month in July in Myrtle Beach. And a big spot for him here. The 1-0. Halpin slices it and puts it on the ground left side, through for a base hit. Ramirez scores, and Valdez will stay at third after a strong throw from Pinyango from left. Manager Greg DiCenzo now is discussing things with third base umpire Brian Van Fraken about a potential interference with the way the Cubs defensively had to go to that baseball and obstructing Valdez. Regardless, it's an RBI single for Petey Halpin, the 5th hit of the inning for Lake County, and the Captains are now down 2. And the bases are still loaded. Ramirez scored, so Valdez is at third. Cox at second, Halpin at first. Plenty of speed for Alexi Planez. First pitch from Little's a fastball low and away, count 1-0. Planez again gets a chance with the bases loaded. He popped out to third, back in the third. Third plate appearance here in the fourth. The 1-0. Fastball inside, count 2-0. Captain's team that's never out of it, and one run score in the third, 2 here in the fourth, and a single from Planez with 2 speedy runners on can tie up this game. The 2-0 from Little. Planez a chopper left side. It's stopped by the shortstop Madej, but he has no play to make. Valdez will score, and the Captains are now within a run. Unbelievable. An infield single. The Captains, again, I mentioned it earlier, may have to play maybe not small ball, but work on the singles and with the dimensions here, not rely on the home run, and the Captains have shifted that focus. An infield single. It's now 6 singles in the inning. Valdez scored for the third run of the inning. Captains down a run here. Milan Tolentino at the plate. Bases are still juiced. And Little lefty onto Tolentino, the lefty. First pitch is a breaking ball low, count 1-0. Planez with an adjustment as well. He was going for the fences back in the third, got under one. No runs scored, just one in that inning. Tolentino with a walk is why it came, and Captains getting the singles here in this frame. As Little misses low and away, count 2-0, he just can't throw strikes right now. The 22-year-old, just his fifth appearance in the high A level. Inherits the bases loaded, and bases are still loaded. Here's the 2-0. Fastball misses high, count 3-0. And this is a Captain's dugout that has been reinvigorated. Spark back in them, down one here in this fourth inning. It's turned into a shootout in this game as well. Little's 3-0. It misses. Ball four. The Captains have tied up the ball game. They respond to South Bend's five-run second with a four-run fourth. Milan Tolentino's second walk with the bases loaded here tonight. 5-5 here in South Bend. By any means necessary, in Lake County, with a tremendous offensive inning. Six singles, and then that walk with the bases loaded. Christian Cairo's at the plate. He'll watch the first pitch miss low, and the count 1-0. It is something to watch right now, and Lake County a chance to take the lead after it looked like they were in really a deep hole early. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, Little finally finds the zone. Bottom of the zone, count 1-1. Captain's getting a run the third and four here in the fourth. Little will look in, the 1-1. Fastball inside, count 2-1. Little's just not throwing strikes. Again, this is now his 12th pitch thrown, three strikes. In a relief role where he's not been frequented all too often, and in a situation where you need strikes, he's just not delivering. The 2-1. Fastball low, count 3-1. So for Lake County, one more ball can give them the lead, and Cairo Hick could do it as well. South Bend has a reliever up, Gabriel Jaramillo, who's up in their pen. Here's Little's 3-1. Fastball, top of the zone. There's a strike, or no. Time's called. It was a balk. So Petey Halpin will hit home. And the Captains take a lead. 6-5. It was a balk, so the count remains at 3-1. And Lake County has somehow, some way, come back in this ballgame. Now have a lead and a five-run inning of their own here in the fourth. The 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. Christian Cairo works a walk, and the Captains will now bat around. I mean, this is unbelievable. What a collapse from this South Bend Cubs team. Pitching coach now will come out, and Tony Cagul. And this game far from over just because, hey, we're in the fourth. But it is going to be a wild night here in South Bend. Little will be consoled by his pitching coach here in the infield. He, along with Cole Franklin, have allowed the Lake County Captains to get back into this ballgame. And the Captains will have Corey Holland at the plate. Holland began this inning with a single. There's only still just one out in this frame. Eight of the nine Lake County hitters getting aboard. And still not one extra base hit in the frame. Six singles. And Lake County, six runs and nine hits. And again, sure, yeah, it is the postseason. And sometimes you get in holes and maybe in a regular season game this team would have rolled over, but not in the postseason, not this team, and not this year. And Lake County knowing the circumstances have provided runs here, and they're back into this game. And now Lake County also with a tactical move, they discontinue warming up Jaime Arias, and looks like they'll go to Will Dion. As Holland a swing and a miss, count 0-1. That's, I think, the first swing and miss I've seen from a Captain hitter against Little. Holland 2-for-2 today with two singles. Bases are loaded, the 0-1. Holland a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says Felix Neon, count 0-2. Despite all the work, it'll be up to Lake County pitching to stay with the lead, and of course the Captains to continue to build on this lead. It's two really strong offensive teams, and they're showing why here in game one. Little's 0-2. Fastball inside, count 1-2. Luxury Planez is the runner on third. Tolentino the runner on second, and Cairo at first. It's a messy book if you're scoring at home. A lot of Lake County runs coming home. The 1-2. Holland a swing and a miss. A nice slider from Little going with the off speed to get out number two. He'll now face Mikael Ramirez. Ramirez had a single earlier in this frame. It has been a long inning for this South Bend Cubs team and has given ample time for Will Dion to warm up. Little, the first pitch. Ramirez flares it foul right side, out of play, count 0-1. Ramirez with a big opportunity here to further distance this Lake County team. Their best inning this year, the Captains, 6 runs. They put up 5 in this inning. Mikael chops one foul down the third baseline, count now at 0-2. This game has been shifted on its axis. Lake County never say die all season long, and it didn't take them long to jump back into this ball game. A dominant inning right now, not with one big blow. It's been really, in the definition of the word, of an overall team effort. 6 hits in total, 2 walks that have produced 5 runs. Bases loaded here. The 0-2 from Little. Ramirez, a chopper right side. Blocking with the chest, fielding it. Murray, he'll step on the base, and that will end the inning. But for this Lake County Captains team, they are back into it, and not only are they back into it, they now have a lead. 6-5 after 5 runs on 6 hits, all singles, no errors, and they do leave 3 on. 10 batters come up to the plate in that frame, and now Will Dion will try and protect the lead. 6-5 Lake County. We're in the bottom of the 4th here on WJCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
'23 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to CaptainsBaseball.com.
Eight, nine, and one in this South Bend order that, for the first time today, trails. It is 6-5 Lake County after a 5-run fourth inning in response after South Bend put up 5 runs in the second. So it will be Will Dion, the lefty. First pitch here is a called strikeout or corner to Yohendrick Piñango. It's Piñango, Madej, and then Pertus. 8-9-1 for South Bend. Dion's 0-1. Swing and a miss, Piñango, count 0-2. Dion messing with the timing, and Piñango phased a bit. The 0-2. Piñango foul tips it into the glove. Will Dion with a 3-pitch strikeout. Dion with that high leg kick, and looked like, again, suspending it a couple times in the air in that Piñango at bat, and Piñango really not getting the rhythm down. And He was just guessing up there. This is Will Dion, who made the start in game number one, and he did not look too good. He went 1 2/3, allowing 3 hits, 3 runs, and gained the Lake County Captains' loss 7-2. Their only loss of the postseason after taking 2 in Midland, and this game won in the Midwest League Championship Series, where this Lake County Captains team is now up 6-5, bottom of the fourth. 1-0, Madej fouls it off his front foot, count 1-1. Madej, an RBI double in the second. It was 5 runs scored on 5 hits for South Bend. The response, Lake County in the fourth, 5 runs on 6 hits, all those singles. The 1-1's Madej, breaking ball high, count 2-1. Dion really didn't struggle too much with the command in that start. He was just hit well by the Loons lineup. As the 2-1 from Dion, Madej pops it up behind home plate, and it will find its way to the seats, count 2-2. So Dion the look in, 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch to Madej. Madej chops it foul left side. Now comes bullpen game two, and you have to wonder with South Bend, who right now no one warming up, do they stay with Little? Little, guy who is usually a starter, so he is that distance, but he did not fare well after entering with the game and inheriting bases loaded. The 2-2. Madej swings in the air to left field. Backtracking is Cox. He's back. He looks up, and that one's gone. Off the first row, Madej with a big blast, and just like that, it's a tie ball game. This game will be back and forth. Madej with a solo homer. The shortstop at number 9 in the order here tonight. He had just 1 home run in 37 games played with South Bend. In the regular season, there's his first homer of the postseason, his first hit in the postseason. Or second hit, excuse me. Pertus swings at the first pitch, trying to replicate it. He pops it up right side. Valdez, the second baseman, makes the catch. And the outfield grass for out number 2. So we're knotted up at 6 right now with the response from Madej. A solo blast to deep left field, just hitting off that front row and what is about a 15, maybe 20-foot fence out and left. And he put it up and over, and the South Bend Cubs and Lake County Captains are tied up at 6. So now it's Pete Crow Armstrong at the plate, Dodgers or Cubs top prospect, who's 0 for 2. He swings at the first pitch here in the air to left. Cox moves to his right, makes the play, a catch head high, and it ends the inning. But for the South Bend Cubs, they do tie up this game once more. A solo shot from Madej, and it's 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, none left on. Through 4, 6 all here at Four Winds Field.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at nopec.org.
Top of the fifth, it'll be 9-1-2 in the Lake County order. Little will stay on for the Cubs. First pitch here to Valdez. Fastball top of the zone, count 0-1. It was a wild, frenetic fourth inning. Captain scoring 5, Cubs scoring 1. It was brought to you by Meritech, your business in Northeast Ohio. Who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Empower your business, empower your future. Meritech. Quite crazy tonight, and it is a 6-6 game here and 4 wins. Little on the mound, and his fastball misses high. Count now 1-2 to Valdez. 4 wins wanted that call, and the Cubs are sticking with Little because they like his stuff, and they also like him coming in without bases loaded and one out. The 1-2. Fastball high, count 2-1. That's the situation that he inherited and then would allow an RBI single to Petey Halpin, a single, an infield single from Lexi Planez that scored a run, a walk from Milan Tolentino, and then a balk would score Halpin, and the Captains would take a 6-5 lead. Valdez is punched out there to begin this fifth inning. Second strikeout for Little. Now, we usually do a Midwest League scoreboard, but this is the Midwest League Championship, so it's 6-6, top of the fifth. It's presented by University Hospitals. We will give you a score, though. We'll give you Lynchburg, and they played their championship game number 1 in a 3-game set earlier today. That's Little's first pitch to Narajos, cut on and missed. Charleston getting the W 7-5 after a 4-run third. Helped them, and they held the lead from that point on. Lynchburg will host games 2 and 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, like Lake County. Narajo, a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Little finding his stride here. Lefty, who again has great stuff, just got thrusted into a really bad spot where Lake County took full advantage. He's looking for a clean and probably a quick fifth inning as well, because he had to have 21 pitches thrown to work out of his fourth. The 0-2 here, fastball, top of the zone misses, count 1-2. It is the top of the fifth, both sides with 6 runs. Lake County 9 runs, or 9 hits to Cubs 8, and South Bend with an error. 1-2. Fastball high, count now 2-2. This game's all over the place. I'm trying to recall that error. I'm guessing it happened in that fourth. I guess the balk, maybe. That would probably be it. The 2-2. Breaking ball is low, and the count now at 3-2. Joe Narajo, the leadoff hitter for Lake County tonight, 0-2 with a walk. Longest tenured captain with games played as a position player. 119 this season after 109 last year. Payoff pitch. Slider, it misses inside. Little thought he got the zone, and so did the Cubs fans. Narajo works his second walk tonight with one out. It was a slider from Little, and it was inside. Good call and good take from the Rajo, so it sets up Connor Cox here. Connor Cox, the captain's left fielder, 2-for-3, 2 singles. He came around to score in that fourth. Get used to me saying that because captain scored 5. He squares the bunt here, pulls it back after the first pitch misses high, count 1-0. Little the lefty for South Bend, and Lake County will stick with Will Dion despite allowing the equalizer, the Made home run, in the fourth. Pickoff throw from Little, and it's a close call, but Narajo just in there. Little with a really nice pickoff move. And Aliendo will now come out, and Narajo just got his hand underneath the tag from Murray. Quick conversation between pitcher and catcher. The story on Little, Charlotte, North Carolina native, 2020 fourth round pick of the Cubs, so third year in the system. And he's been really strong. He allowed just one earned run through 13 innings with South Bend. All changed tonight with the Lake County Captains coming to town and making him work after inheriting the bases loaded. 1-0 is a breaking ball high outside, count 2-0, and you could just tell right now Little does not feel as comfortable as he probably usually does. 34 pitches, 14 strikes for the big left-hander Little, who's 6'8". The 2-0. Fastball inside, high count, 3-0. Lake County is a really disciplined team. Top five in the Midwest League in walks in 2022, and they're going to take their pitches if Little's not going to give them anything to try and swing at. Here's the 3-0. Fastball, a called strike, count 3-1. These are two teams, by the way, that, yeah, there's energy level, but they're looking across at each other, and they know tonight won't be easy. They've already put up what would be considered a solid offensive performance. 6 runs on both sides, 9 hits for Lake County, 8 for South Bend. But in the fifth, we're far from over in this one, and we're far from deciding a winner. Here's the 3-1 from Little. Fastball, called strike, inner half, count full. And no matter how this game ends, too, both teams will appreciate the off day tomorrow before games 2 and, if necessary, game 3. So it's a full count here to Cox. Runner at first, Naraho, after he worked the walk. One out. The lefty, Little, the pitch. Naraho takes off. It misses low. It's ball 4. So Luke Little works back-to-back walks. So now we'll set up Petey Halpin, who's 1-for-2 tonight. He singled an RBI single in the fourth. Captains again getting base runners on, and for South Bend, no one up in their pen. They're sticking with Little here, and Lake County's heart of the order, 3 Halpin, 4 hitter Planez, and Bon Tolentino looking to cash in. First pitch here, fastball low and away. Aliendo with a nice scoop to keep it in front of him and keep the runners still. Naraho's at second and Cox at first. It was pretty much determined, South Bend, at least what I've heard, that they were going to go to Little after Franklin. They just didn't want to be bases loaded. It's a turnaround throw from Little to try and get Naraho. Naraho back in with a head first slide. And the count remains 1-0. Why not if you're Little too? You're having to struggle throwing strikes, just putting it and trying to get the lead runner with a pickoff and try and spark yourself and this team as well, and also getting out. Lefty on lefty, the 1-0. Fastball misses outside, count 2-0. 6 all here in the top of the fifth. This is game 1 in the Midwest League Championship Series, Lake County and South Bend. And already, even if they ended the game after 5, it's been sensational. Just been back and forth. South Bend up 5-0 after 2, and then Lake County stormed back to not only get back into it, but to take a lead with a 5-run fourth. South Bend equalized it with a Made home run, the first of this game, a solo shot in the bottom of the fourth. So it's 2-1 here. Naraho at second and Cox at first. Little on to Halpin. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss from Halpin, a slider from Little, and Halpin chased. Don't blame him, a lot of movement from Little. Little's 1-2 combo is that four-seam fastball, the slider, and then a changeup every once in a while. But his slider has so much movement from it, or to it, and fooled Halpin there. 2-2, the pitch. Swung on and missed by Halpin. There's out number 2. Halpin had that RBI single against Little on a slider that he just poked the other way. Couldn't catch up to this one, and there's 2 away now. But why not Alexi Planez with more runners on? This is his third opportunity tonight with at least 2 on. He had bases loaded twice, once an infield single, the other time a pop out to third. He's got Naraho on second, Cox on first. And a tied ball game here in the fifth. Lefty on righty, Little's first pitch, breaking ball, called strike, count 0-1. Planez with a nod to say, I respect it, good pitch, and he'll come back swinging for another one. Planez, of course, had that 3-run home run in game number 3 in the first inning. Established Lake County, established a lead, they would never give up. The 0-1. Planez swings, line drive, base hit, past the shortstop, Made. Hitting third and coming home is Naraho. Captains back on top. 7-6 here in the top of the fifth. It's the second RBI single tonight from Alexi Planez, his fifth run batted into the postseason, and the Captains now have runners on the corners, two outs, and Milan Tolentino coming to the plate. Planez just squared that one perfectly. Made dove and just out of his reach. Planez pumped up, and for good reason. It's now Little to Tolentino, lefty on lefty. First pitch, slider low and away, count 1-0. And now for South Bend, they have a righty getting up and loose. The Captains back out on top, third consecutive inning. They've at least scored a run. Planez takes off, pitch is a called strike, and Alexi Planez with a stolen base. Little just so fixated on the hitter and probably a bunch of other things going on in his mind, he forgets about Planez, who's not fastest guy, but takes a base. The 1-1, breaking ball low, count 2-1. Tolentino with a single here, potentially score two. Also have to keep in mind, if you're South Bend, to try and keep Connor Cox close, and if you're Little, not throwing one that gets underneath of Aliendo, who's been strong defensively. 2-1, breaking ball, hits the bottom of the zone, count 2-2. It is Jaramillo who's warming up once more for South Bend. He's a righty. It's 1-2, 2 outs here. Time's called and awarded to Aliendo, the catcher. Little a sway. 2-2, 2 outs. 2 runners on. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Tolentino on a slider. So Little with 4 strikeouts in the inning, but he does allow, once again, the go-ahead run, an RBI single from Alexi Planez. It's 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on, 2 in scoring position. Believe it or not, Lake County through the first 5 have left 10 on base, but they hold the lead 7-6 as we go to the bottom of the 5th. Will Dion will face 3, 4, and 5 when we return WJCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Four and five for South Bend. Jordan Wogu will swing at the first pitch and put it into the dugout, count 0-1. So it is Wogu, Casey, Verdugo. 3-4-5 for South Bend. They need a run to tie at the bottom of the 5th, and Will Dion working a second inning. This next pitch is a fastball low inside, count at 1-1. Both these teams, gladiators in the ring tonight, championship series game number 1, and it's already lived up to it. 7-6. Both teams going back and forth. As Wogu takes a pitch inside, count 2-1. It's a South Bend team that has won 45 games at home this year, the most in the Midwest League, and won a 3-game series against Cedar Rapids. 2-1 from Dion. Wogu is swinging a miss, count 2-2. And a Lake County Captains team that had really good road record, road splits and home splits on the road, 39 games, and on home, 37 games won. And they took a 3-game series against the Great Lakes Loons to get to this point after winning the second half of the season. The 2-2. Breaking ball, Wolgu out in front. Dion with the K for out number one. Hey, attention all Discount Drug Mart shoppers out there. I'm sure you use your Courtesy Plus card every day to save money, but did you also know you can now collect pro points with the card and redeem them for once-in-a-lifetime experiences? The same place you registered your Courtesy Plus card, discount-drugmart.com, is where you can now register to start earning pro points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. First pitch from Dion's a fastball at the bell to call it strike to Owen Casey. Casey tonight 0-for-2, two groundouts for the cleanup hitter. Here's the 0-1. Casey is swinging a miss, count 0-2. Casey, 20-year-old from Canada. South Bend, similar to Lake County, both teams really, really young. A lot of top prospects in this matchup and a lot of great baseball being played thus far. 0-2 is in the dirt, count 1-2. Of course, unless you like pitching, then not really. It's 13 combined runs, 18 combined hits, and just past the halfway point in this game. It's 1-2, lefty on lefty the pitch. Fastball high, count 2-2. It's been counterpunch after counterpunch. Kevin Mahde getting a solo home run to tie it in the fourth, and then Lake County with an RBI single from Alexi Planez to take the 7-6 lead they currently possess. As Casey fouls it back to the back of the top wall, behind home plate. There is, with South Bend, not too much room behind home plate. About 15 feet from the plate to maybe about 20 from that to that back wall, so not like Midland at all. As Casey swings here, a line drive right to the glove of Valdez, who backpedals after catching it. It really struck him, but he gloved it, made the play, and there's two away. So it brings up Luis Verdugo, who struck out twice tonight. That was once against Boone, the other time against Hart. He'll face a third different pitcher here in Will Dion, the lefty. The first pitch from Dion. Verdugo swings at the first pitch. Chopper left side, fielding Cairo chest high. His throw across the diamond in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning worked. First zero put up for either side since the bottom of the third. 1-2-3 for Dion. We're through five. Lake County 7, South Bend 6, and game one of the Midwest League Championship Series, WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Gabriel Jaramillo will take the bump for South Bend to begin this top of the sixth. First pitch swinging, Christian Cairo, chopper to the shortstop, Mahde. He fields high throw, but Murray keeps his foot on the base. And there's out number one to start this sixth. It's been a back-and-forth, wild, and frenetic pace to this game. It's 7-6 Lake County in this top of the sixth. It's become a bullpen game. Both starters did not have their best stuff tonight. Boone went 1-1/3, allowing 5 hits, 5 earned runs. 5 spot put up in the bottom of the second, while Cole Franklin would work a first two inning scoreless and then allow a run to come home on 3 walks and a triple in the third, Then Lake County exploded for a 5-run, 6-hit inning, combined on Franklin as well as Luke Little, who also struggled. Lake County has not been perfect, but the bullpen has come to play. Abney 2/3 scoreless, Hardin inning scoreless, and Will Dion has 2 innings pitched with 1 run allowed. Home run to Kevin Made. So it's Corey Holland at the plate, 2-1 count. Holland is 2-for-3 tonight, 2 singles. He scored in that 5-run fourth. Takes a breaking ball inside. The count is at 3-1. Armijo, the windup, the kick, and the 3-1. Holland pops it up. Middle of the infield, Made is looking for it. He doesn't know where it is. Second baseman will make the call. Now Made finds it, and he'll call off for 2. So he was on his side of the infield, and Made locates, makes the play, and there's 2 away. The right hand in Jaramillo from Venezuela, a 23-year-old, and first half of the season in Myrtle Beach, the low-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Now here, the high-A level with South Bend. As the first pitch to Mikael Ramirez is a fastball that misses low, count 1-0. Jaramillo, the 1-0. Breaking ball at the inside corner, count 1-1. 23-year-old, 6'1", 176, and was an international free agent signed in 2018 out of Venezuela. As he wipes away some sweat, count 2-2 here. As he looks in, the windup, the kick, and the 2-1 to Ramirez. Ramirez swings, line drive into left center field, a base hit. Mikael Ramirez gives Lake County yet another hit, 11th here tonight. And a 2-out single for Mikael, who has a 2-hit game for himself. Yordies Valdez will now come up. Valdez, a 2-hit night for him. What else is new? Valdez with now 7 hits, and this is 4th postseason game played. He has been a spark plug for Lake County, and again, was a late-season call-up. Don't want to look too far ahead because still a lot of work to be done here, but Valdez in 2023, if he's with Lake County, it'll be something to watch every day because he has been really strong here in this postseason and to conclude the 2022 regular season. 1-0 from Jaramillo. Fastball outside. Count 2-0. Ramirez the runner at first. Captains with the 7-6 lead. 11 hits in total. 7 runs scored against the South Bend Cubs team. 2-0. Swung on by Valdez. In the air to right, Casey backtracking. He's at the track, moving towards the wall, and that one will hop away from his glove. Ramirez, his helmet falls off as he rounds third. He'll come home to score. It's a double for Yordies Valdez. Another RBI, and he's a home run away from a cycle. He gives Lake County an 8-6 lead here in the top of the sixth. No matter who it is coming in, Yordies Valdez is just seeing the ball so well. And he put that one in the air. Owen Casey was backtracking, and he just missed making that grab. And Pete Crow Armstrong, the center fielder, would come over to field, but he wouldn't get it in time for Ramirez to score. Captain's up now, 2. As Joe Naranjo looking for that first hit of the game for him, he's 0-for-2 with 2 walks. He's scored once. That was in the fifth. He looks at a first pitch, a called strike on the outer edge. Jaramillo's next pitch, breaking ball outside low, count 1-1. It's a gray sky here in South Bend, Indiana. Lake County Captains offense coming to play here. 8 runs, 12 hits tonight. The 1-1, breaking ball outside, count 2-1. South Bend crowd riding Justin Jaska, the home plate umpire here. They wanted that pitch. Did not get it. Count 2-1. Another tough one on the outer edge. Valdez back, bouncing back and forth. Naranjo swinging a miss on a 2-1. Count now 2-2. So for this Lake County Captains team, a 2-run lead. Will Dion will get the 6th and try and keep the Captains with that lead unless they could score more here. 2-2, 2-outs. The pitch, the Rajo ground ball, foul down the first baseline. Valdez will return to second and will do it again. 2-2. This just the Cubs' third pitcher. They left Little, I would say, in a bit too long, but South Bend knows, as does Lake County, that it's not a winner-take-all here tonight, though a 1-0 lead, especially with South Bend having to go to Lake County for Games 2 and, if necessary, Game 3, is monumental. The 2-2. Breaking ball is low, kept in front by Aliendo, who, it's a side note that, again, in this game, probably will go under the radar, but Aliendo defensively has probably saved about one or two runs for South Bend with pitches in the dirt and would be a bigger Lake County captain's lead without it. Here's the payoff. Naranjo swings in the air to left center field. It's a base hit. Valdez hits third and he will score. Two more runs in this sixth inning for the Lake County captains. They now lead 9-6. And up and down the order, everyone contributing here tonight. Joe Naranjo with an RBI single in this sixth inning. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Back and forth. And Lake County trying to get some distance here. It's 9 runs on 13 hits. He's the runner at first. Connor Cox will make a fifth plate appearance here in the top of the sixth. His first pitch looked at is a ball, count 1-0. A 3-run lead, the largest for Lake County in tonight's ball game, and they have scored 8 of their 9 in the middle innings. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike, count now 1-1. South Bend has a right-hander getting stretched out, but not currently throwing. And Joe Nahas. Armijo trying to work out of this inning. 1-1. It's in the dirt. Aliendo, great job keeping it in front. Aliendo with a shake of the head. He's been working a little overtime tonight, and he knows he's still got the final 3 innings behind that plate. So it's 2-1. Naranjo the runner at first after driving in Yordiz Valdez with the RBI base knock. 2-1. Cox a swing and a miss. Count 2-2. 3-run lead for Lake County at this point. And Will Dion will pitch with a little bit of cushion coming in this sixth inning. He'll face 6-7-8 for South Bend. Here's the 2-2 from Jaramillo. Breaking ball outside. Count full. Connor Cox tonight, 2 singles. He's come around to score once. He walked in the fifth. Only out, struck out in the third. Here's the payoff. Cox swings in the air down the right field line. Murray will give it a jog and a look, but it's out of play. So Naranjo back at first. 3-2. He will be going. Jaramillo, the look over towards first real quick, but now set the payoff. Cox is swinging a miss, but time's called, and Felix Neon thinks that was a balk, and it looks like it is. So it's a balk. The count remains full, and going to second, Naranjo. So that would have been out number 3, strike number 3. Connor Cox swung through it, but it was a quick pitch from Jaramillo. Wasn't pitch clock because it was at 15 at that point, and he would just quick pitch. And it's like potentially a shift of that feet. Here comes the 3-2. It's a fastball high. Cox works a walk, and the captains extend this inning. This has just been a nightmare middle innings for South Bend, especially after establishing such a big lead, 5-0 after 2, and it is just unraveled for them here tonight. So Naranjo's at second, Cox is now at first, and Halpin is at the plate. Petey Halpin tonight is 1-for-3, an RBI single in the fourth. Jaramillo's first pitch, Halpin a swing and a miss, count 0-1. Captain's never complacent and still trying to add more at this point. Jaramillo just trying to get to an inning's end. The 0-1. Breaking ball high, count 1-1. This will be definitely for both sides an endurance test into the later stages. And again, for both sides, you don't want that feeling of using everything you got, especially in the pen, with still game two and three, if necessary, remaining. Here's the 1-1. Halpin, a swing and a miss. Throw down to first, and off the bag quite a bit was Cox, but Murray wasn't anywhere close, so he had to come in stride to catch it. Aliando maybe just venting some frustration out there and not liking that Cox had a large lead. So it's 1-2, and 2 outs. South Bend crowd trying to get back into this one. It's been 2 runs scored in this 6th and 8 in the middle innings from Lake County. The 1-2. Breaking ball called 3rd strike. So that one ends the inning, but Lake County in the inning scores 2 more runs off 3 hits, an RBI double from Yordis Valdez, an RBI single from Joe Naraho, no errors, and in total, 2 left on. It's the Lake County Captains with a 9-6 lead. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Will Dion will try and work a 3rd inning, and we return WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Will Dion will begin to beat Jay Murray, Pablo Aliendo, Yohendrick Piñango. The Cubs trail their largest deficit here tonight, 9-6 in this bottom of the 6th. Will Dion's pitch, it's a chopper. It hits off the third base bag, deflects up over Cairo, and goes into left. Connor Cox slips when trying to field it on the outfield grass. So B.J. Murray is now 3-for-3, and that's his 2nd double tonight. The South Bend offense trying to stay in stride with Lake County. The South Bend pitching through the middle innings through 94 pitches and allowed 8 runs. Despite all that, the Cubs are still within striking distance after putting up 5 in the 2nd. It's a 9-6 deficit. Right now on the mound, a quick convo between Dion Ramirez as well as shortstop Milan Tolentino. Those 3 right now on the mound to see how they'll face Pablo Aliendo, who already has an RBI double. I mean, this bottom of the order is what's been carrying South Bend. In fact, responsible for 4 of their 6 runs tonight. So Murray is at 2nd with no outs, and Aliendo at the plate. It's the bottom of the 6th, and again, no end in sight in this game. It's just back and forth, both teams having to utilize more of their pen than necessary, or than they wanted, of course. As Dion's first pitch is fouled by Aliendo off his ankle, count 0-1. It has been necessary, and Dion, the 4th pitcher to be used for Lake County. South Bend is warming up with would be their 4th pitcher to enter on. So into the right-hand batter's box, Pablo Aliendo. RBI double in the 2nd, grounded into a 5-4-3 double play that ended the 3rd. The 0-1 from Dion. Aliendo, ground ball left side, and it's in to left for a hit. Connor Cox quickly fields and quickly gets it in. So moving just a station up is Murray to 3rd. Back-to-back hits for the South Bend Cubs to begin this frame. And believe it or not, Yohendrick Piñango does represent the tying run for South Bend as he comes up. Christian Cairo with the ball comes across third, thinking that maybe that the runner in Murray may have missed the base originally. I'm not sure. He's there right now, but both runners are safe. Murray at third, Aliendo at first, and Yohendrick Piñango, who has an RBI single that was hit in the second, comes up here. He struck out against Will Dion to start Dion's evening. Caleb Longshore will come out for Lake County. Remember, on deck is Kevin Made. Made with two hits tonight, an RBI double and a solo home run, and Piñango not a slouch either. Up and down, this is just a very talented Cubs team. Same with the captains. Of course, it's, I think, an easy thing to say, but the second half champions moving on and beating the first half champions in both the Eastern and Western Division. But at this current point, these two teams are the most talented in the Midwest League. And this has just been a great game one. And, of course, for Lake County fans, hoping it's over in two. But it would be a great game two and, if necessary, game three as well. 10 prospects in the top 30 on this Cubs team, according to MLB Pipeline. 2 for Lake County. But for Lake County and the Guardians, it's a minor league system that's in the top 3 in Major League Baseball. And no matter who it's been from Lynchburg, they've added and contributed to this captain's team. As Dion with a pickoff throw back in safely, just in the nick of time, the runner at first, Aliendo. Piñango just needs to put it into the outfield for South Bend here. Lake County originally had the infield in. The defense is back now middle infield in double play depth as the first pitch from Dion misses low, count 1-0. Because you'll take a two outs for just a run at this point in the ballgame, bottom of the sixth, Lake County with a bit of breathing room up 3. Lefty on lefty, the 1-0. Piñango chases a pitch over his head, count 1-1. He's anxious, he's hungry, and I don't blame him. South Bend has had a lot of heroes this year at home in front of their fans, 45 wins in total. And right now, a chance to tie for Piñango potentially. The 1-1, another cut, another empty cut from Piñango. So it's 1-2 here against Dion. Milan Tolentino, shortstop, shading up the middle. Piñango batting from the left side. 1-2. County. His pitcher the pitch. It's launched up the middle, and Tolentino dives to his left, but it gets through his glove and scoring Murray. That was just an absolute missile. Had to be over 100 miles an hour hit, and Tolentino lost his cap in the process. He dove fully out to his left, smacked right up the middle, but Piñango with a hit, an RBI single. And just like that, the Cubs are down 2. This has just been a baseball game, folks. I mean, unbelievable. Right now, the captains have Raymond Burgos getting up in their pen, a high-leverage guy who's going to be thrusted into quite a spot whenever he comes into this game. At second right now is Aliendo at first, Piñango, and Kevin Made, who's 2-for-2, a double and a solo home run. 2 RBIs tonight. Is in the right-hand batter's box, but before we get a pitch, Mikhail Ramirez will jog out, Milan Tolentino will join, and manager Greg Nicenzo will also come out, and that may be the end of the day for Dion and the beginning of the day for Burgos, who continues to throw in the pen. Dion was really solid besides the mistake to Made, and manager Greg Nicenzo decides that Dion will not get another crack at Made. It'll be Raymond Burgos to enter here for Lake County. It is their 5th pitcher used tonight and 4th out of the bullpen. Burgos comes into quite a spot. It'll be 2 runners on, captains up 2, no outs here in the bottom of the 6th. Well, you're not going anywhere, but we will step aside for the moment here in the Midwest League Championship Series game number 1 between the Cubs and the captains. Lake County up 2 here in the bottom of the 6th.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Raymond Burgos will come out of the pen. The longest tenured Lake County captain comes into what is the biggest spot of his captain's career and arguably of his pro ball career, with the situation being two runners on, no outs, and a two-run lead to protect here in the bottom of the sixth. Burgos, two innings in game two. He helped, along with Tommy Mason, Alaska Avenue, to shut out the Loons in game two. Burgos went two innings, two strikeouts, did not allow a hit, and got the save. The lefty from Puerto Rico has been dominant all season long at 2.08 ERA and 65 innings pitched. He'll face Kevin Mahde here, corner infield in. Two runners on, no outs, and the nine hitter at the plate. Burgos will step off the rubber, and the Cubs fans here want a balk, but not a balk from Burgos. He'll stay and now get set on the mound to deliver to Mahde. First pitch, Mahde squares the bunt, pitch comes in, so Mahde pulls it back. The runners were straying from their bases. They had to jog back in because Mahde pulled that back at pretty much the last possible second. The pitch did miss and the count at 1-0. It's 16 combined runs, 24 combined hits, and again, still here in the middle innings, bottom of the sixth. Burgos to kick in the 1-0. Mahde puts down the bunt. Beautifully down the third baseline. Cairo will field, gathers, and throws the first, beating Mahde by a step. There's out number one. It's a successful sack bunt put down by Mahde that sets up Fabian Pertus and Pete Crow Armstrong, 1-2 in the order, here in the sixth. The only problem with that, and again, playing small ball here for the Cubs, Mahde was 2-for-2. You took the bat out of his hands to give it to Pertus, who's 0-for-2 with a walk, and Pete Crow Armstrong, who's the Cubs' top prospect, but he's 0-for-3 tonight. And it's a lefty, Burgos, as the first pitch is a breaking ball high, count 1-0. Of course, with one single here from Pertus or Crow Armstrong, with two runners in scoring position and speed on the bases, this game could be all knotted up. Here's the 1-0. Pertus pops it up. Right side, Naranjo will jog the first baseman, but watches it into the seats at a play. It's one ball, one strike, one out. Two on for the Cubs, both in scoring position. What has been, not an understatement, just a terrific game from both sides. And Lake County's trying to cling to this lead here in this sixth. Pertus swings, puts it in the air to left. Cox backtracking. He's at the track now. Now towards the wall. Will make the catch along the wall for out number two. Tagging from third, Aliendo. Inches away was Pertus from a three-run shot. Instead, it's a sacrifice fly to left, and the Cubs are now down a run. Piñango stayed at second, so it's two outs, and Pete Crow Armstrong, who will come to the plate for South Bend, to try and tie it up. Cox just continued to backtrack. That ball continued to carry, and Cox would make the grab along the wall. Solid job. As Burgos, first pitch here to Crow Armstrong's a breaking ball low, count 1-0. Runner on second is Piñango. Lefty, Burgos. Lefty, Crow Armstrong. The 1-0, fastball low, count 2-0. Pete Crow Armstrong playing in just his third game against the Captains, ninth between these two. Crow Armstrong tweaked his ankle back in late July and would sit out the final four games of the series after getting one hit and eight plate appearances in the first two games. The 2-0, chopper here, foul, 2-1. Crow Armstrong, wherever you look, Cubs top prospect, tremendous outfielder defensively. He flashes power, he flashes speed, and right now he's looking to get on base for the first time today and try and provide a tying run. Piñango, the runner off second. The 2-1. Cut on and missed by Crow Armstrong. Count two balls, two strikes, two outs. Raymond Burgos, the lefty, who inherited two runners on with no outs, trying to end this inning with Lake County still on top. 9-8 your score. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Burgos pitch. Crow Armstrong pops it up behind home plate. It's out of play. Burgos the lefty, Crow Armstrong the lefty, Piñango at second. Will once again get a two-ball, two-strike, two-out pitch from Burgos. The kick and the pitch. Pete Crow Armstrong a swing and a miss on a slider. He snaps his bat over his knee. And Lake County captains Raymond Burgos get out of the frame. The Cubs do put up two in the inning. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left on base in scoring position. It is a one-run lead for Lake County. South Bend will go to their pen. They'll bring in the righty Joe Nahas, and he'll get the seventh when we return. It is the Midwest League Championship Series on WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans. America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Joe Nahas will begin this seventh inning for South Bend. Lake County up 9-8 here in the top of the seventh. Nahas, a right-hander, first pitch to Alexi Planez, a called strike, bottom of the zone, count 0-1. Planez is 2-for-4 tonight, an RBI single in the fourth, an RBI single in the fifth. Captains outscored the Cubs in the middle innings, 8-3. But South Bend pulled within one in the sixth inning. They began this game with a five-run second to establish a lead. Lake County at their most led by three, South Bend led by five. Right now it's a Captains one-run score. Planez, a golf swing at a 1-1. Nahas with a breaking ball gets it by him, count 1-2. Both teams have just not settled here tonight. They want this game won in the Midwest League Championship Series. The 1-2. Planez a swing and a miss. Nahas with a good start to his outing. So it's a K for Nahas. And Planez again, a pitch that was low, and he was looking to get a piece of it. And great day tonight, but retired in his fifth plate appearance. So now it's Milan Tolentino. He's 0-for-2, two walks. Both walks are with the bases loaded. So Tolentino's now got two ribbies. First pitch is a fastball low and inside, count 1-0. Knowing him, he'd love to have that be a hit in both situations, but hey, walks as good as a hit, especially when the bases are loaded like they were both times. 1-0, breaking ball. Nahas does not get the call in the outside corner. That one was tough, but it is a 2-0 count. It is Justin Jask behind the plate. Felix Neon at first. Joe McCarthy at second. Brian Van Franken over at third. 2-0. Fastball. Called a strike. Count 2-1 at the knees. Raymond Burgos right now, I can see it because of the angle here. He's going back and forth and trying to stay loose, almost rotating those hips. He will come out for the bottom of the seventh. Fastball high, Tolentino watches it sail by in the count 3-1. There's been plenty of walks in this inning issued by South Bend. Just one for Lake County as a team, pitching-wise, 8 for this Cubs team. Part of the reason Lake County has the lead. Tolentino lifts it foul left side above the Four Winds Field signage. On the concourse area down the third baseline, count is full. It's a packed house here at Four Winds Field. Watching what is Game 1 in the Midwest League Championship Series. We thank you for joining us here on WJCU for what is already an epic game between the Eastern and Western Division champs and the Midwest League. Nehas, the 3-2. Tolentino swings, chopper up the middle, through for a base hit. So now Milan Tolentino has himself a hit. 8 of the 9 Lake County captains should have kept my eyes up because a throw for some reason came from the outfield to first base and it went in towards the dugout and Milan Tolentino advances to second. I was going to tell you that 8 of the 9 captains have a hit tonight. For some reason, Tolentino singles up the middle. Center fielder P. Crow Armstrong will throw it in and he threw it in trying to go and get Tolentino at first. The throw was wild and Tolentino advanced to second. I don't understand the decision making there at all. And watching it on the replay, a good throw would have got him, yes, but you got to make that good throw. And especially in a one-run game, questionable. As the first pitch is a fastball low, count 1-0. Cairo trying to break through for a hit, but again, every Lake County captain has contributed, and Cairo has as well, walking in that fourth inning. Tolentino is the lead on second. Cairo could provide a run batted in here for Lake County. 1-0. Check swing. Called a strike top of the zone. Count 1-1. At this point, no lead feels safe, but Lake County would love to get bottom three or the final three innings of this game started with a run in their column here in the seventh. Nehas a glance back at second, the 1-1. Breaking ball called strike on the inner half. Count 1-2. Nehas, the fourth pitcher used for South Bend tonight, and he's been a reliever as Nehas for the second half of the year after joining from Myrtle Beach here to South Bend. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Cairo. Looked like an unsure swing on a really good pitch from Nehas. 2 down. So Corey Holland will get another crack at an RBI opportunity. He has 2 singles here tonight. He came around to score the first run of the 5-run 4th for Lake County. Again, up and down the order, it's just contributor after contributor, and same could be said for South Bend. As Nehas looks back, the first pitch, fastball top of the zone to Holland, a called strike. Corey Holland, the DH throughout the postseason. The RBI double in Game 1, quiet in Game 2 and 3. 2 singles tonight. Nehas will step off the rubber, back into second, Tolentino. Again, plenty of speed, Tolentino the leader in the clubhouse for Lake County with stolen bases, 1 shy of 30 overall. Second most in the organization if you combine Lynchburg and Lake County. And he has a big lead off second. Nehas knows that as he looks back. 0-1. Breaking ball inside, count 1-1. This Four Winds Field crowd has been down the throat of poor Justin Jasker behind the plate tonight. I can't say he's been perfect, but that was a ball, and it was close, but that's why you pay the umpire good money to make those decisions. 1-1. Holland, ground ball right side. Murray with a diving stop to keep it on the infield. Picks it up, fires the first, not in time. There to cover was the pitcher in Nehas, moving to third, Tolentino, but Murray, really the star play there was to make sure that didn't roll into the outfield. It's an infield single for Corey Holland, 3-hit game for him. Runners are on the corners for Mikael Ramirez. He's looking for his 3rd hit of the game. But Murray with a diving stop, kept it in front and didn't have the ball and put it right on the money for Nehas once he regathered. Milan Tolentino took a big turnaround third, but realizing that the pitcher Nehas had it, put on the brakes and stumbled back into the base. Mikael Ramirez will now come up. Lake County again trying to extend this lead here in the seventh. Nahas a deep breath, first pitch. Runner takes off from first, Holland, and he's back in, or he's, I should say, into the second base bag without a throw. And I'm pretty sure a stolen base scored on defensive indifference in that spot. Regardless, Lake County, 2 in scoring position for Mikhail Ramirez. The 8-hitter making his 5th plate appearance here in the 7th. Here's the 1-0. Nahas a breaking ball inside, count 2-0. South Bend's bullpen quiet. Nahas, after getting 2 strikeouts and having just the runner on, would allow the single to Corey Holland, and now trying to battle around 2 in scoring position and try and keep Lake County off the board for the first time since the top of the 2nd. Ramirez swings, pops it up right side. It's a foul ball, count 2-1. It's been quite the fight back from Lake County. 1 in the 3rd, 5 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 2 in the 6th. And all that considered, just a run lead. One more tally than South Bend at this point in the 7th. Nahas, the 2-1. Ramirez lifts it into right field. That one will head towards the lawn. Out of play.
You kids, get off my lawn.
So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Ramirez into the right-hand batter's box. At 3rd, Tolentino. At 2nd, Holland. A single. Most definitely would score 2, the outfield playing back against Mikhail Ramirez. A game that has seen so many Lake County offensive highlights, they would love to add one more here in the 7th. The 2-2. Fastball inside, high. Ramirez has to duck out of the way. Count full. Yordiz Valdez is on deck. He has 3 hits tonight, 3 for 4. A home run would give him the cycle. He has a triple, a single, and an RBI double. Ramirez, the 2 singles. Single right here would be more than satisfactory. Here's the payoff from Nahas. Ramirez swings off the end of the barrel, put towards the steps of the dugout for South Bend. We'll do it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nahas up at over 20 pitches. It's been 8 pitches in the 2nd for Cole Franklin the last time that it was under 20 in an inning for South Bend. Here's Nahas's once again. His payoff pitch. Ramirez pops it up. Right side, backtracking second baseman Pertus. He's under it, makes the grab. That ends the inning. Danger avoided for the South Bend Cubs, who for the first time since the 2nd did not allow a run. It's no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on, both in scoring position. Lake County has left 14 on base tonight. They still have a 9-8 lead. It's time for the 7th inning stretch. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains, and everything you love. Lake County 9, South Bend 8, Game 1, the Midwest League Championship Series, bottom of the 7th next, WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Raymond Burgos will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Cubs' order. First pitch is a fastball high to Jordan Wogu. Count 1-0. South Bend has mustered 2 in the 6th to pull it to a 1-run game. They held Lake County off the board for the first time since the second in the seventh. And the t-shirts being awarded here, so South Bend fans having themselves a ball. They would love some more runs. Lake County would love no more runs as Wogu swings, pops it up right side of the infield. Valdez racing back, as is Naraho. Both are in the area. Naraho snow cones it, but makes the grab in shallow right field. And Planez hugs him from behind. Naraho hung on. Sure-handed first baseman for a reason, and that's out number one here in the seventh. It would be Will Dion who would get into trouble in the sixth, and Burgos to close the door. He would allow a single that would go against Dion in terms of a run being scored, two in total, but nothing more. And now Lake County relying on one of their best bullpen arms to maneuver through these final three innings. And for Lake County, again, the one-run lead, one run of cushion right now. 0-1, fastball low and away to Casey, count 1-1. This has just been an instant classic, an offensive onslaught, 17 runs combined, 26 hits, and two errors, both on South Bend. The 1-1, Casey is swinging a miss, a slider from Burgos, count 1-2. The way this game's going, of course, the MVP of the game or the standout of the game most likely won't be a pitcher, but if Burgos could navigate through these final three, or at least the seventh and eighth, as a fastball misses outside, count 2-2, not allowing a run, he'll be up for that running, and it makes sense. Burgos, again, trusted by this Lake County team in multiple spots this year, and more than not, he has come through. 2-2, Casey fouls it back, rolling towards the Cubs' dugout. Jordan Jones is getting loose, not currently throwing, but the right-hander may be tasked here and thrown into this game. Jones got the final three outs to give the Lake County Captains a berth into this championship series. That was back on Friday. 2-2, Casey rips it foul back into the netting, so it's two balls, two strikes with one out. Casey, the cleanup hitter, is yet to get on here tonight. He's 0-3, two groundouts and a lineout. The lineout to Yordiz Valdez. Burgos to 2-2. Casey is swinging a miss. Burgos with the heat goes up the ladder and gets Casey to swing and miss. Second K for Burgos, second out in the seventh, and he'll take on Luis Verdugo, who's also 0-3. The 4 and 5 hitters without getting on base for South Bend tonight. It's been the bottom of their order, which is the scariest part. Responsible for 6 of their 8. First pitch here, Verdugo watches it hit on the inside corner, called strike, count 0-1. After a scoreless inning, Lake County offensively, Lake County would love to give South Bend a scoreless inning here in the seventh. Haven't had a scoreless on both sides since the first. 0-1, ground ball left side, it will sneak through past the diving glove of Tolentino and into left center. Luis Verdugo, why don't you join the hit party tonight? He's got a base knock for the Cubs, a two-out single, and a runner on against Burgos. So now Burgos will try and do what no captain's pitcher has done tonight, and that's retire B.J. Murray. Murray 3-for-3. He had 2 home runs and 9 RBIs in the regular season against Lake County. Tonight a double where he scored in the second, a single in the third, and a double where he came around to score starting that 2-run sixth for South Bend. 2021 15th round pick out of Florida Atlantic University. First pitch is a fastball bottom of the zone called strike, count 0-1. Verdugo's speed, if it's put in the gap. Burgos, the 0-1. Breaking ball low, count 1-1. Murray would start what would be a 5-run second for South Bend. Since then, the Captains have allowed just 3 runs over the last 4 innings. Burgos trying to keep it that way here in the 7th. 1-1. Breaking ball low, count 2-1. It's a pivotal game 1. Again, it's not a must-win, because a must-win is when you're mathematically eliminated and winner takes all, but the way this game is going, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow for either side if they're not victorious in this 3-game set. 2-1 from Burgos. Murray swings. High fly ball, shallow right field. Valdez backtracking. Planez coming in. Valdez under it, and he makes the grab That ends the inning. Raymond Burgos does not allow a run in the bottom of the seventh despite a base runner allowed. It's no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We're through seven. Lake County 9, South Bend 8. Game 1 in the Midwest League Championship Series on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. 2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Top of the eighth, 9-1-2 in the Lake County order. A Lake County offense that tonight has put up 9 runs on 15 hits. Nahas on the mound denied them a run, though, in the seventh, despite getting 2 singles. We'll try and push this game to the bottom of the eighth, with the score being Lake County 9, South Bend 8. What has been a shootout, just a remarkable game thus far. As Valdez swings and lines it into right center field, a base hit. Yordiz Valdez is now 4-for-5. His second single of the game, he's got 2 ribbies and now 4 hits, coming off a 3-hit game in game 3. Yordiz Valdez, have yourself a postseason. Again, I've said it before because there's the guys who were obviously log jammed up the middle infields and working through the ranks, but where has this guy been? I mean, my goodness. Yordiz Valdez adding to this Lake County Captains team as he's at first, Naraho at the plate, and Lake County again trying to increase this lead, get some cushion for what looks like will be Raymond Burgos for another inning. 25 pitches thrown, but no one getting loose in the captain's pen right now. The 1-0, Naraho ground ball up the middle through for a hit. Pertuse gave chase but couldn't get to it. Valdez hit second and he will come to third safely. Joe Naraho with his second hit of the game, and this captain's offense just relentless tonight. They just will not stop until this game is over. And Connor Cox now has 2 runners on the corners and a chance to put up more. It's now 17 combined runs, 29 combined hits, and in a postseason game, pitching, allowing 17 hits in a game, even 12 for Lake County, but it's just not gone according to plan by any means. That's the beauty of baseball. Everything thrown out the window coming into this game, and it's been the bullpens that have been taxed on both sides, and a win gives you a 1-0 advantage with 2 more to play. Game 3 if necessary. It's Connor Cox at the plate. First pitch, chopper over the pitcher, coming in the second baseman fielding Pertuse. Only played a first. He goes there. There's one out, but there's one run scored by the captains. An RBI ground down for Connor Cox, and the Lake County Captains now hit double digits. They're up 10-8. And in the final 2 innings, it will now be 2 for South Bend to try and get on the board. Giving it a leap was Nahas, and Pertuse did the smart thing fielding, didn't try and go across his body to second, went with it and went to first to retire Cox, but Naraho is now at second for Petey Halpin. 1-for-4 day for Petey. RBI single and a walk. First pitch, Halpin chopper right side, fielding it chest high per two. Second baseman flips at the first. Two away, Naraho moves a station up to third. Now we'll see Alexri Planez to the plate. Planez is 2-for-5, two singles, an RBI single in the fourth, an RBI single in the fifth, and he'll come up here with a runner on third, Joe Naraho, and a chance once again for Lake County to get a three-run lead in this game, a three-run lead they had entering the sixth. First pitch, Planez, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. 10-8 your score, bottom or top of the eighth, excuse me, here at Four Winds Field, the Midwest League Championship Series game number one. The 0-1, Planez cuts through it, count 0-2. No matter what for South Bend, this is their final time in front of the Four Winds Field crowd in 2022. Lake County trying to play spoiler and then just needing one and two home games to win a Midwest League championship if they hold on here tonight. 0-2 Neha's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Aliendo keeps it in front, and Naraho stays at third. Aliendo saving another run, by the way. That pitch was in the dirt. Kept it in front. Naraho stayed at third. Neha's the deep breath and the pitch. Planez pops it up. Middle of the infield, now going foul towards the first base side. Murray is there. The first baseman makes the grab, and that ends the inning. The Captains do get another run to increase their lead to 2. One run on two hits. The RBI grounder from Connor Cox. No errors and one left on. The Captains have left at least one on through the first eight innings, but they lead 10-8 here this evening. Raymond Burgos will come out for the eighth when we return on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Seven, eight, nine in the South Bend order against Raymond Burgos, who's worked two innings tonight, allowing no runs, just two he inherited that were already on when he came into this game. Burgos will face Pablo Aliendo, Yohendrick Piñango, and Kevin Made. All three of those men, two hits tonight. Six of the 12 for South Bend. 0-1. Aliendo chases a breaking ball low and away, count 0-2. It's a 10-8 score, Lake County on top. Jordan Jones getting loose. He would come on for the ninth to try and get back-to-back saves after getting it done on Friday night for Lake County. Here's the 0-2 from Burgos. Aliendo down on strikes. It's in the dirt. Ramirez already got the out. Aliendo will run to first, but he did apply the tag on the backside, so there's out number one. Here in the eighth. An eighth that is brought to you by our good friends at NOPEC. NOPEC provides you, or excuse me, I should say, NOPEC buys electricity, natural gas in bulk, then pass the savings and benefits on to you. Also, you can enjoy greater peace of mind. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. So Yoendrick Piñango is at the dish. 2-for-3 night for him. 2 RBI singles. No one to drive home here with no runners on. First pitch, fastball low, count 1-0. Burgos pitch count, something to keep in the back of your mind. Burgos at right now 30 pitches overall. He's frequent that at times this year. Multiple innings guy. High leverage guys. He comes with a slider, top of the zone. He gets the call, count 1-1. As Burgos will look in, Piñango in the left-hand batter's box. 1-1. Piñango swings, high fly ball, right center field. Valdez backtracking, calls everybody off, moves to his right, snags it, and that's out number two. The last three Cubs have been retired by Raymond Burgos. He's looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Well, I can't tell you the last time we saw one of those. I don't think we have it all here tonight. Quick look, it doesn't look like that's been the case. Oh, actually, once in the fifth, Will Dion. But that's about it. Mate will come up here. Top of the order will follow for South Bend, down two. Burgos' first pitch. Mate looks at a fastball high, count 1-0. Mate with the RBI double in the second. The only home run in this game back in the fourth, and then a sack bunt in the sixth. Burgos to deep breath, the 1-0. Swung on by Mate, in the air to center, hopping back a couple steps, makes the grab, chest high, and that ends the inning. Raymond Burgos with a 1-2-3 eighth inning worked. Three innings in relief today. As he comes into the dugout, he's pumped up, and the Captains are 3 outs away, and they could add some more in the top of the ninth from a game one victory. They're up two. We go to the ninth, WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids zone, and post game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Captains will have 5, 6, and 7 in their order. Sheldon Reed, fifth pitcher for South Bend, will take the mound, right-hander. And his first pitch, fastball called strike top of the zone. It is a 10-8 lead for Lake County here in the Midwest League Championship Series. Midwest League scoreboard presented to you by University Hospitals. This is your one and only game here in the championship round. Breaking balls inside low, so the count 1-1. Milan Tolentino tonight, like most Lake County Captains players, has gotten on a lot. He's 1-for-3 with 2 walks, both walks coming with the bases juiced. So both had runs come home after the walk. Fastball from Reed, a fastball is high and outside, count 2-1. Lake County 10, South Bend 8. Jordan Jones will get the ninth after Raymond Burgos with really the only dominant pitching performance tonight in an 18-run combined game. He went 3, not allowing a run. As a fastball misses high here in the count 3-1, Milan Tolentino will love another walk and to give Lake County even more of a cushion and an easier job for Jones come the ninth. Jones will face the top of the order for South Bend. Reed's 3-1, fastball high, ball 4, it's another walk. plenty of walks to go around for this Cubs team. Lake County just so disciplined, forcing yet another base on balls. Tolentino with three overall, and the Captains tonight as a team have 9 walks total. 12 strikeouts, but 9 walks. Which, that's another number, too. 12 strikeouts, I cannot believe, but it's been wild and frenetic game, and Lake County all over the place in this one as Cairo takes the first pitch inside, count 1-0. Lake County, by the way, too, is 17 hits, right? Only two of them have not been singles. So Lake County has 15 singles tonight. A lot of ground balls, a lot finding the opening, and Captain's taking full advantage as Reed fires over to first. Tolentino back in with a head for a slide. Count remains at 1-0. It's Christian Cairo at the plate. Both those extra base hits, by the way, coming off the bat of Yordiz Valdez. A triple in the third, an RBI double in the sixth. Everyone else, singles all around. But it's gotten the job done here tonight. Cairo swings, and it's lifted foul right side out of play. Then ricochets into the front row. It's a souvenir for a fan. So it's 1-1. Runner on first, Tolentino. Plenty of speed there. Reed. Tolentino takes off. Reed's pitch swung on and missed by Cairo. Aliendo, a high throw. That brings Pertuse off his feet to snag it. Tolentino with a stolen base. And Milan Tolentino now. Another stolen base, and of course doesn't add to the regular season, but adds to his postseason numbers, and Milan Tolentino with his first stolen base of the postseason. 30 overall if you count from the regular season. He almost overslid the bag, kept his left hand just on the base of it. Good job. And he's now in scoring position. Could be an important run, especially if South Bend does storm a comeback, and even though they've gotten only one hit in the last two innings, they have putting up 8 runs so far tonight, so I don't think it's going to be a 1-2-3, and if it is, Jordan Jones is really going to have to earn it. Cairo at the dish right now. He's looking for his first hit of the game. If he does get a hit, every Lake County batter would have a hit here tonight. So Tolentino with the leadoff second. There's no outs here in this ninth inning, and Aliendo calls time, and now there's some confusion. Manager Greg DiCenzo is pointing, and I don't know what this is about. Tolentino will now come and go to third. Did Aliendo run out of times called? South Bend's fans are furious. Lance Rimmel will come out and discuss things. I don't know if it was a balk or something along those lines, but Tolentino's at third. It might have been another balk. Game's just off its rocker. Tolentino is not third. I'm watching the replay here of good old Reed. Yeah, it looks like it was. Cairo swings, fouls it back to the back wall. He began to put his front leg up and then never landed it anywhere. So it's a balk. Milan Tolentino to third, and South Bend just shooting themselves in the foot in this inning. 1-2. Cairo ground ball left side. It's through for a base hit. Tolentino will charge home and split the third baseman and shortstop Christian Cairo with a single. Every single Lake County captain tonight in the starting nine has a base hit. Lake County now up 11-8. Unbelievable. I mean, it's a chopper. Both the third baseman Verdugo and Made, the shortstop, were over in the area, and it just split them both. That is just craziness. And Cairo is now at first with an RBI single. Corey Holland's at the plate. First pitch to him, and he lines it back straight back to the netting. Count 0-1. Each captain hitter, including Holland, Ramirez, Valdez, 7-8-9, are completing or will have a chance at their sixth plate appearance here tonight. It's been a lot of offense to go around. 11 runs on 17 hits tonight for Lake County. Now, it is up there with one of the best offensive performances they've had. They scored 18 runs against Lansing on July 22nd. And they scored, and they had 23 hits against Lansing on that day as well. That was back from the All-Star break. But up there with one of the best offensive performances. Still a close game, though, with what the pitching has provided. But right now, if you're Lake County, you'll take what you have done here tonight and just get out of town with it. If you can get out of this game with a three-run lead and even make it comfortable towards the end, depending on how Jordan Jones goes in the ninth. Cairo takes off, 1-1. Holland swings, and looks like Aliendo might have caught a piece of the bat, maybe a foul ball. This poor guy, man. Aliendo's been working his butt off tonight. The catcher from Venezuela, 21 years old, and he's just been beat up. He's had to work so much for these South Bend Cubs hitters. And, yeah, that one was just the tip of the ball hit off the tip of the glove. Aliendo then lunged forward, and Holland's backswing then hit off the back shoulder of Aliendo where there was no protection. And he grimaced in pain, but he stays in. It's one ball, two strikes here, and Cairo's at first. 1-2. And Holland fouls it back again. That one went off the chest protector of Aliendo, and this guy's going to definitely need a good at least 8 hours of sleep before South Bend hits the road to East Lake, presumably tomorrow. It's one ball, two strikes, 11-8 Lake County leads here in this contest. The 1-2, Reed's breaking ball is smacked foul by Holland towards Lake County's pen. Jordan Jones is just standing on the mound right now. He's probably all warmed up. Another long inning worked by these captains' hitters, and it's given him ample time to get into this game. He will come on for the ninth against the Cubs and try and protect what right now at least will be a three-run lead. Holland puts it on the ground left side, fielding third baseman Verdugo. He goes to second for one. The second baseman for two spikes the ball, and Murray with a backhand stop just keeps it in front. So it's a fielder's choice, 5-4. Holland aboard, 1-1. The catcher, so now Mikael Ramirez will come up. Ramirez with a two-hit game. Again, everyone Lake County tonight has been just outstanding. I don't even know what play to highlight here tonight. Maybe post on social media later with the way this game has gone. It's just been out of this world. 5 runs score in the fourth and plenty of singles to go around for Lake County, including the Christian Cairo RBI single that snuck through the left side of the infield. The captains with 15 singles here tonight of 17 hits. Ramirez takes a first pitch strike, count of one. Sheldon Reed set at the belt, the pitch, breaking ball, and it's a check swing from Ramirez. Did he go? No, says first base umpire Felix Neon, count, and a ball and a strike. To mention about Reed, by the way, Bradley, South Carolina native, 25 years old, second oldest pitcher on this team for South Bend. And getting this ninth inning where he's already allowed a run. 1-1. Ramirez lifts it foul right side, out of play, count 1-2. Top of the order for South Bend come the ninth, final chance. If they cannot come through to win a championship, they would need to take both games in East Lake. Of course, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock first pitch. And then Wednesday, TBT, and the game is if necessary, depending on how tonight, and then that game goes. Ramirez is swinging a miss on a 1-2. Holland takes off, so a stolen base for him to move into scoring position. Ramirez down on strikes for the first time tonight. And Reed's first K, two away. Yordiz Valdez will come up, so each and every member of this Lake County team will also have a sixth plate appearance. Now for Yordiz Valdez, he has been so special tonight. 4 hits. A triple, a single, a double, and another single. It's hard to just pinpoint one guy's excellence tonight, but Yordiz Valdez is not a bad option. Yordiz had quite the series against Great Lakes, 5 hits in 3 games, and he's trying to get that with one more swing here in just game one of this championship series. So Valdez in the left-hand batter's box. Righty Reed on the mound. First pitch. Valdez looks at a fastball high. Count 1-0. Jordan Jones getting a little antsy over there at the bullpen. Don't blame him. He wants to come on and come into this game. A game where there's been 19 combined runs, 29 combined hits, and 3 errors all to South Bend. The pitch, breaking ball called strike on the outside corner, count 1 and 1. So at second base is Holland. Lake County has scored 1 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th to further their lead to 3 runs. So take quite a Cubs comeback in the 9th to try and even get close. Valdez looks at a fastball from Reed. It's a pitch high and outside, count 2-1. A look back from Reed, the 2-1. Breaking ball low inside, count 2-3-1. I'm looking for that third error. They're going to give an error on Verdugo on that Cairo hit, which that's ridiculous. They both just did not feel the ball moving over, but they did make an effort and did have to move. But that's a third error because I looked up 3 errors. I want to know why. 2-1. Valdez rips it back to the, or 3-1, it's ripped back to the netting count now, full on Yordi's Valdez. Valdez looking for a 5th hit, possibly a Lake County 12th run. It is, again, quite the ball game here at 4 wins. Lake County with 11 runs, South Bend with 8, top of the 9th inning, and the Captains have never let their foot off the gas pedal here tonight, including this 9th where they already have a run scored. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike. Valdez retired for just the 2nd time here this evening, but the Captains do get another insurance run. An RBI single, which right now goes as an error, but again, I'm going to look into that, but it's 1 run right now on no hits, 1 error, and then it is 1 left on base. We go to the bottom of the 9th. Jordan Jones will take the hill for Lake County when we return, trying to give the Captains 3 more outs. Game 1 in the Midwest League Championship Series here on WJCU.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
2023 Captain Season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Jordan Jones will get the 9th for Lake County. Jones worked the 9th against Great Lakes in game 3, striking out the last 2 and working a 1-2-3 inning to hold a 1-run lead and put the Captains where they are right now in the Midwest League Championship Series. This game 1 in the 3-game set, Jones, the right-hander, will face the top of the South Bend order, Fabian Pertus, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Jordan Wogu. Only 2 hits for that top 3, both from Wogu. Pertus swings at the first pitch, chopper up the middle. Valdez moving away from the backfield with the backhand. The throw to first is in time. Yordi's Valdez with an excellent defensive play, moving towards the shortstop position, fading away on the throw, and getting out number 1. Wow. He was shaded up the middle, and his throw beat Pertus by a step. The Cubs are down to their final 2 outs. It's Pete Crow Armstrong who will come up. Crow Armstrong tonight is 0-4. The top Cubs prospect has not reached base. First pitch from Jones. Carl Armstrong tries to bunt aboard and pokes it foul in the air towards the tarp. Count 0-1. It's the Lake County Captains team. If they hold on, will get game number one and then two chances to get one win back in East Lake on Tuesday and, if necessary, Wednesday in this championship series. Jones to wind up the kick in the 0-1. Breaking ball, a called strike, count 0-2. So Crow Armstrong down 0-2 to Jones. Jones firing it in the zone, fully confident. Three-run lead, three runs of support in this frame. 0-2. Crow Armstrong stays alive, putting it back into the netting. 11 runs, 17 hits, no errors, Lake County. 8 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, South Bend. Jones the look in and the 0-2. Crow Armstrong swings, it deflects off the glove of Jones, but rolls into center field for a hit. The top Cubs prospect not denied here in the ninth. He's aboard and trying to spark something for the South Bend Cubs. Jordan Wogu now will come up. Wogu is 2-for-4 tonight, a single in the first and a two-run single in the second. He, even with the best outcome, that being a two-run homer, for him, would still have the Cubs down a run. On deck is Owen Casey, captains up 11-8, three-run lead. Jones' first pitch, fastball off the plate outside, count one up. This has been a back-and-forth affair. Plenty of highlights, plenty of lowlights for both sides. But right now, all that matters is the score, 11-8, Lake County, here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0, Wogu flicks it back to the netting, count 1-1. Owen Casey's on deck. He has a flair for the dramatic. He's actually hit a walk-off grand slam with two outs earlier this season. One of 11 home runs hit for him. He would be the tying run if he gets up in this game. Jones will look in the 1-1. Fastball low inside, count 2-1. Of course, a ground ball could end it, double play ground ball. The captain's middle infield in double play depth, Tolentino and Valdez. Jones a glance over towards first, leaning over towards second base, Crow Armstrong. The 2-1, fastball inside, count 3-1. Captains do have a right-hander getting up in their pen just in case. Trey Benton, who, along with Jones, kept the Loons off the board in game one. The 3-1. Check swing. It doesn't matter. It's a called strike at the knees. Count is full. Captains 11, Cubs 8. Bottom of the ninth, full count. One out. Jordan Wogu, the three-hitter, 2-for-4 tonight at the plate against Jordan Jones, 24-year-old from Seattle, Washington. The pitch. 3-2 is a fastball low, ball 4. So now for the South Bend Cubs, they do have the potential tying runner to come up, Owen Casey. Casey tonight is 0-for-4. He grounded out the short in the first and the pitcher in the second, lined out the second in the fifth, and struck out swinging in the seventh. One swing of the bat from Casey could tie up this game. For Lake County, two more outs would end this game. Tolentino will join with Ramirez and Jones. Caleb Longshore will also come out and jog to the mound. And now the captain's infield will all come in. And they will talk it over. South Bend team that has never say die all year long, as well as this Lake County captain's team. I told you going into this inning, South Bend would not go down without a fight, and you throw in Pertusis, ground out to second. That was a great play made by Yordiz Valdez. A spectacular play made. Again, both teams, regardless of the outcome tonight, should be proud of their efforts. Outstanding on both sides, but also, of course, as mentioned too, the gut punch that a loss tonight for either side would bring in game 2 and 3 would be difficult to overcome. Not that these teams haven't overcome adversity multiple times this year, and they both faced elimination on Friday night. This game, one of the series, the last game, regardless of what happens at Four Winds Field, home of the South Bend Cubs. We're down 3. Pico Armstrong's at second, Jordan Wogu at first, and Owen Casey at the plate. Jones, the righty, against Casey, the lefty. Jones comes set. Luis Verdugo batting from the right side will be on deck. Jones' first pitch. Fastball low, count one up. South Bend, not a stranger to the big inning. They scored five in the bottom of the second. They've been held to three since that point. They need three here in the ninth to tie, four to win. And if they get any less, Lake County will be the victor. Jones, the 1-0. Casey is swinging a miss, count one and one. South Bend Cubs crowd making noise. They've been in it all throughout what has been three-plus hours of baseball here at Four Winds Field. Jones the 1-1. Swung on and popped up. Into shallow left. Connor Cox coming on. The left fielder's under it. And he'll make the grab for out number two. The Cubs are down to their final out here in game number one. Their last chance will be Luis Verdugo. Verdugo does have five homers this season, two against Lake County. Faces Jordan Jones here. Kerr Armstrong's at second, at first, Wogu. And Jones one out away. Lake County up three. Jones set at the belt. The righty's first pitch. Fastball misses outside, count one up. Every captain is on the railing in the dugout, watching with anticipation. The fielder's on the edge of their toes as well, and same with the bullpen. 1-0, breaking ball high, count 2-0. B.J. Murray is on deck. Murray has success against the captains tonight, 3-for-4. Verdugo 1-for-4. He did single in his last plate appearance in the seventh. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss for Dugo. Count 2-1. Jones holding the ball behind his back. The righty. Set at the belt. Two balls, a strike, two outs. The pitch. Verdugo, a swing and a miss. Cubs down to their final strike, down to their final out. Jones, one more pitch. Can give the captains a game 1-W. Verdugo, the final chance, final hope for South Bend. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Captains up three. You're in the bottom of the ninth in game one. The pitch. Fastball high outside, count full. It was 94 from Jones, really dialed it back and threw it across. He will now come set and come with a payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, comes with a potential tying runner at the plate. Verdugo slaps the payoff pitch foul above the dugout and out of play. Burrow Armstrong at second, Wogu at first, the man in the box, Luis Verdugo. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, Jordan Jones the sway. And the delivery. Swing and a miss! Jordan Jones with the strikeout, and the captains take game one in the Midwest League Championship Series, an absolute epic by the score of 11-8. The captains have never say die multiple times this season and in this postseason, and they do it once again here tonight, getting the job done. Jordan Jones made it interesting at the end, but a strikeout to end it. And the South Bend Cubs in the ninth score no runs, one hit, no errors, and leave two on. The captains get a three-run victory here tonight, helped along by two runs in the final three innings, and of course, a five-run fourth. Raymond Burgos came clutch pitching, and so did Jordan Jones to hold what was a lead established by the captains. A unbelievable game that we'll recap next on WGCU, but the captains are now one win away from being champions of the Midwest League for a second time in franchise history. We'll take a break, we'll return, and we'll look back at every big play here tonight between the Captains and the Cubs. And this is a Midwest League Championship Series on WJCU.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com. A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
Well, what a game. It was Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship Series, and it was an absolute doozy. The Lake County Captains victorious after it, though, 11-8. It was an absolutely iconic game. Of course, the Captains on the right side of it, getting the W. And it was 11 runs on 17 hits, no errors. 8 runs for South Bend on 13 hits and 3 errors awarded. So now, for Game 2 and 3, before we get into this Game 1, which we'll of course, recap all the big plays from tonight, but game two will be 7 o'clock at Classic Park, Tuesday, September 20th. Tickets still available at lakecountycaptains.com. You want to be there to potentially witness history. And then if Lake County cannot get it done on Tuesday, they have another chance on Wednesday. TBT time to be determined for that one. Of course, Lake County would love to just do it on Tuesday, but game three may be necessary. We'll see. But again, that's just the overall outlook looking forward. But a big W tonight on the road. Lake County in this postseason has taken every game they've played on the road, two in Midland and the first one here in South Bend. We'll run through it all. The first inning was really quiet, actually. It was a single for both sides. That was it. In the second, though, is when the runs came for South Bend, and they put themselves up big early. It was against Rodney Boone. After a strikeout and three pitches of Verdugo, Boone would allow a double to B.J. Murray. That was followed up by a double from Pablo Aliendo to get the Cubs on the board. And little do we know at the time that that would be one of 19 scored here tonight. Boone will look back at second, where Murray has the lead, the 0-1. Aliendo swings in the air to deep left center field. Halpin racing back, as is Cox. That one hits off the top of the left center field wall as well. Sliding into second, Aliendo, and coming across the plate, Murray. 1-0 Cubs, back-to-back doubles here in the second. Yeah, back-to-back doubles. South Bend up 1-0. It'd quickly be a 2-0 lead because Yohendrick Piñongo would slice the ball into right center field. 2-0 South Bend. As at second base is Aliendo, Milan Tolentino shaded up the middle. Lefty on lefty, Boone to Piñongo. Here's the pitch. Piñongo swings, line drive into right center field, down for a hit. Aliendo hits third. His helmet comes off as he touches home plate. Cubs up 2-0 here in the second. Yep, 2-0 South Bend at that point. How about 3-0? Yeah, it would be Kevin Made who would slice an RBI double. And it was four hits in a row for this point for South Bend, and the bullpen had to get up and going for Lake County. Today we'll see an eighth pitch here from Rodney Boone. Payoff. Made swings in the air down the left field line, sprinting to his right, Cox. He can't get it in time. Hitting third and coming home, Piñongo sliding safely into second head first. Made. It's a three-run inning now for South Bend. Aliendo, Piñongo, and now Made. 7-8-9 the order with RBI hits. The third double and fourth hit. South Bend just storming this Lake County Captains team. 3-0. Yeah, that wasn't it, unfortunately. It would be a walk worked by Boone, and then he'd have to go into the bullpen with Lake County. Alaska Avenue would get a strikeout with two runners on. Or actually, the base is loaded. It'd be Jordan Wogu, and he would ground one up the middle, through for a base hit. 5-0 South Bend after two. There's a walk-on on Michigan baseball after recruited to play football. He puts a ground ball up the middle. Valdez a head first dive, but he cannot make the play. Made scores, and then coming around from second, what seems like a valuable stolen base for Deuce. 5-0 Cubs, a two-run single for Jordan Wogu. Yeah, so 5-0 at that point for the Cubbies. Lake County would have to go back on the comeback trail, and you figure, all right, down 5-0 in the second. There's time to slowly chip into this lead, but Lake County said, forget that. We're just going to come back right away, and that's exactly what they did. Top of the third, it would be Yordiz Valdez to begin the inning with a triple, and he would score after a walk from Joe Naraho, a strikeout, a walk from Petey Halpin, loading the bases, and then with two away, Milan Tolentino would walk, Cole Franklin's third walk of the inning. Valdez would score, and the Captains would get on the board. So it's 3-2-2. Runners will be going. Tolentino at the plate, Franklin on the mound. Righty versus lefty, the pitch. Fastball high, 4. Third walk of the inning, and that one brings home a run for the Captains. Valdez crosses. And Lake County has a run here tonight, 5-1 Cubs. Yeah, so right there, Lake County gets a run. They would have still bases loaded. A 6-4 fielder's choice from Christian Cairo would end that inning. Lake County would keep the Cubs off the board in the third after Zach Hart would come on and work a scoreless third. He'd get a strikeout, a single allowed by B.J. Murray, but then a 5-4-3 double play. Through three, it was 5-1 Cubs. Aliendo, a chopper left side, potential double play. Cairo fields chest high to Valdez for one on the first. a double play. An inning-ending double play. As the Captains go around the horn, 5-4-3, to conclude the third inning. Yep. So for Lake County, it'd be, again, 5-1 the deficit. They would not only make it close in the fourth, not only tie it up in the fourth, but they would take the lead in the fourth with a 5 spot put up in the inning. It all started with a Corey Holland single, then a Mikael Ramirez single sneaking through the infield. Yordiz Valdez would step up. What he would do? Well, he would single, second hit of his game, second run for Lake County. 0-1 from Franklin. Valdez, chopper to the right side, and that one will sneak through. Purdue does stop it from going any further, but it snuck through Murray, the first baseman. Holland scores, and the Captains back-to-back-to-back infield singles. They get another run. Holland comes across, and it's now 5-2 with Joe Naranjo, the leadoff hitter, coming up, and third time that Franklin will have to face the Lake County lineup. Yeah, and that proved to be an Achilles heel for Franklin. He would get a strike out of Joe, but then he'd have to face Connor Cox, who would single. Following that single, that would put more runners on. It'd be Petey Halpin. Halpin would face newly entered into the game Luke Little. Little's a big dude, 6'8", but he did not have a big-time performance tonight. Halpin would find a hole in the infield left side, and he'd put the ball through it, 5-3. Captains gain their second run of the inning off the Halpin RBI base knock. And a big spot for him here. 1-0. Halpin slices it and puts it on the ground left side through for a base hit. Ramirez scores, and Valdez will stay at third after a strong throw from Pinyango from left. Manager Greg DiCenzo now is discussing things with third base umpire Brian Van Fraken about a potential interference with the way the Cubs defensively had to go to that baseball and obstructing Valdez. Regardless, it's an RBI single for Petey Halpin, the fifth hit of the inning for Lake County, and the Captains are now down two. Yeah, just down two. There was no defensive mistake or, I guess, interference ruled there, so for Petey Halpin, it would just move up everyone a station, RBI single. But Alex Replanes would come up next, and he had a bases-loaded opportunity earlier in the game, and that third, and he'd pop out to the third baseman. Here, he'd put it where the defense was in a chopper to the left side. It'd stay in the infield, but no outs were recorded. Captains pulled within a run. The 2-0 from Little. Planes a chopper left side. It's stopped by the shortstop Madej, but he has no play to make. Valdez will score, and the Captains are now within a run. Yeah, pretty epic. Planes, again, just putting it out of the reach of the defender for at least a play to be made and out to be recorded. So that brings up Milan Tolentino, and he saw all these singles. You have 6 in a row, or 6 in 7 batters. He said, all right, well, facing Little, I'll watch the pitches, I'll get a walk, and the Captains will tie the game. Little's 3-0. It misses. Ball 4. The Captains have tied up the ball game. They respond to South Bend's 5-run second with a 4-run fourth. Milan Tolentino's second walk with the bases loaded here tonight. 5-all here in South Bend. Yeah, difficult for Luke Little. And his day would not end there. He would walk Christian Cairo in the frame as well. And before that, though, it would be Petey Halpin, who was on third. He'd come across on a balk, so a little confusion, but it was a balk from Luke Little. The Captains would take the lead, and Little just had a really tough day in relief. It was a tough spot to enter into, but you'll see in the next inning, even with a clean slate, he wasn't that much better. Here's Little's 3-1. Fastball, top of the zone. There's a strike, or no. Time's called. It was a balk. So Petey Halpin will hit home, and the Captains take a lead. 6-5. It was a balk, so the count remains at 3-1, and Lake County has somehow, some way, come back in this ballgame. Yeah, it's something. Oh, my goodness. So after all of that happens, Lake County has a lead. With one swing, that lead dissipates. It was Will Dion who would get the fourth after a strikeout of Yohendrick Pinyango. Kevin Made took him deep to left, tie game 6-6. The 2-2, Made swings in the air to left field. Backtracking is Cox. He's back. He looks up, and that one's gone. off the first row, Madej with a big blast, and just like that, it's a tie ball game. Yeah, Madej with the big blast there. 6-6, your score at that moment. Now, for Lake County, they wanted to reclaim a lead, and that's exactly what they would do in the fifth, still against this Luke Little. And for Lake County, it would be a strikeout to open the inning, but then two more walks, a walk from Araujo, a walk from Connor Cox. Halpin a strikeout, so it was two out, but Luxury Planez would come through. He'd single, second straight inning with an RBI base knock. Captain's up once again, 7-6. The 0-1. Planez swings, line drive, base hit, past the shortstop, Madej. Hitting third and coming home is Naraho. Captain's back on top, 7-6, here in the top of the fifth. It's the second RBI single tonight from Alexri Planez, his fifth run batted into the postseason, and the Captains now have runners on the corners, two outs, and Milan Tolentino coming to the plate. Yeah, so Lake County would be up a run at that point. In the fifth, how about another run the sixth after Will Dion, a 12-pitch 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. It'd be another run scored in the sixth, actually two in the inning, but one coming off the bat of Yordies Valdez after Mikhail Ramirez got aboard with, once again, by the way, two outs. He'd get aboard, Valdez would slice a double, and the Captains were back up or extended their lead now to two, 8-6 your score. 2-0. Swung on by Valdez. In the air to right, Casey backtracking. He's at the track, moving towards the wall, and that one will hop. Away from his glove, Ramirez, his helmet falls off as he rounds third. He'll come home to score. It's a double for Yordies Valdez. Another RBI, and he's a home run away from a cycle. He gives Lake County an 8-6 lead here in the top of the sixth. Yeah, so big time for Lake County there and Yordies Valdez. How about a second run batted in for him in the game. And then come the next batter, Joe Naraho. He didn't have a hit at this point, just two walks, two strikeouts, but he would also break through, and he deliver with the RBI base knock. Here's the payoff. Naraho swings in the air to left center field. It's a base hit. Valdez hits third, and he will score. Two more runs in this sixth inning for the Lake County Captains. They now lead 9-6. And up and down the order, everyone contributing here tonight. Joe Naraho with an RBI single in this sixth inning. Yeah, that would make it at the time 9-6 Lake County. Got to credit South Bend, though. They were never out of this game until the end there, and they would score two more in the sixth. It would be against Will Dion and then Raymond Burgos to try and close the inning, but it was a double for B.J. Murray, a single for Pablo Aliendo. And then Yohendrick Piñango would get his second RBI single of the game. A line drive up the middle to get the Cubs a run to pull within two. Milan Tolentino, shortstop, shading up the middle. Piñango batting from the left side. One ball, two strikes. County, it's pitcher of the pitch. It's launched up the middle, and Tolentino dives to his left, but it gets through his glove and scoring Murray. That was just an absolute missile. Had to be over 100 miles an hour hit. And Tolentino lost his cap in the process. He dove fully out to his left. Smacked right up the middle. But Piñango with a hit. An RBI single. And just like that, the Cubs are down two. Yeah, big time in that frame from South Bend. Again, just getting back into this game. It would be an RBI single that would also move Pablo Aliendo to third. It would move him to second, Piñango to first. Kevin Made's sack bunt would move both runners in scoring position. Fabian Pertus would put a ball in the air to deep left. Looking back at how this game ended, and of course you could look back at plays on both sides, but Fabian Pertus would put this to the track, a sacrifice fly to left. This probably would have been gone at Classic Park, and it was very close to being gone here at Four Winds Field, but it would just be a sacrifice fly to pull the score to 9-8, getting the Cubs the second run in the inning. Not an understatement, just a terrific game from both sides, and Lake County's trying to cling to this lead here in this sixth. For two swings, puts it in the air to left. Cox backtracking. He's at the track now. Now towards the wall, will make the catch along the wall for out number two. Tagging from third, Aliendo. Inches away was Pertus from a three-run shot. Instead, it's a sacrifice fly to left, and the Cubs are now down a run. The Captains, ever the aggressor, ever the insurer, because they would add insurance runs in the 8th and 9th. In the 8th, it was a single from Yordies Valdez, then another single from Joe Naraho, putting two on, and Valdez at third and Naraho at first. Connor Cox would ground one to second base, it'd score a run, and Lake County would go up another run. It would be a 10-8 score at this point. It's Connor Cox at the plate, first pitch, chopper over the pitcher, coming in the second baseman fielding Pertus, only played a first, he goes there. There's one out, but there's one run scored by the Captains. An RBI ground down for Connor Cox, and the Lake County Captains now hit double digits. They're up 10-8. The Captains would strand a runner on. They'd strand a runner on, by the way, in every inning tonight, and they would strand in total, of course it doesn't matter, but they would leave on base 16, which I think is a team high this year. Let me double-check that. Yeah, it is. But they still won because they put up 11 runs. In the ninth, they would score another one. RBI single from Christian Cairo. It was scored in error. Hopefully they go back and correct that, but it was scored in error on a ball that split the third baseman and shortstop because no one made a defensive play, true, but no one dropped it or couldn't get in front of it. They both just converged and no one decided to make the play, so Christian Cairo would knock home Milan Tolentino, who walked, stole second, and then would get a balk in order to move to third. One ball, two strikes. Cairo ground ball left side. It's through for a base hit. Tolentino will charge home and split the third baseman and shortstop Christian Cairo with a single. Every single Lake County Captain tonight in the starting nine has a base hit. Lake County now up 11-8. Yep, 11-8 your score, and it would stay that way despite some nervousness towards that ninth. Jordan Jones would allow a single to Pete Crow Armstrong, his one and only hit of the game, and a walk to Jordan Wogu, but Owen Casey would fly out to left, and then with two runners on, Luis Verdugo being the potential tying run, he would swing and miss at a pitch from Jones. Jones, for the second straight game, gets the save, gets the final out, and gets it at the strikeout variety to put the Captains up 1-0 in this Midwest League Championship Series with two to play, needing one to win it all. Crow Armstrong at second, Wogu at first, the man in the box, Luis Verdugo. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Jordan Jones the sway. And the delivery. Swing and a miss! Jordan Jones with the strikeout. And the Captains take game one in the Midwest League Championship Series. An absolute epic by the score of 11-8. Yeah, what a game. I mean, there is so much to talk about in this game. A game that went 3 hours and 16 minutes. Attendance tonight, 2,414. The Captains 11, South Bend 8. Lake County 11 runs, 17 hits, no errors. South Bend 8 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors. Again, that may change if Cairo's error is turned over to a hit. But, I mean, and the Cairo, not him committing the error, but an error on the ball he put in play. But you just look up and down this box score, and there is just so much. It's, again, a play here and a play there. This game could have unfolded differently, but Lake County will take the W. An all-around team effort. Everyone, if Cairo's hit is included, everyone in the Captain's order gets a hit, and maybe the pitching's not their best performance here this evening, but they got the job done. Will Dion gets the ever-rare win as well as a blown save here tonight. Getting the loss was Luke Little, and Raymond Burgos got a hold. Jordan Jones got the save. And Jones has now two saves and back-to-back outings in the postseason. He has come to play, and Lake County came to play as well. He'll now be up to the starting pitchers in game number two to probably give length and to help that game two for both sides because both bullpens are pretty taxed after tonight. Tommy Mace will get the ball for Lake County on Tuesday. Luis Devers will get the ball for South Bend. Devers in 11 games pitched a 1.05 ERA. He has been untouchable. Mace, of course, up and down season with that blister, but he was phenomenal in that shutout against the Loons in Game 2 in the Midwest League Eastern Championship Series, and he will get the ball on Tuesday. All right, special thank you to Jake Volnick back in the studio. He worked overtime tonight more than, you know, again, like you thought he would. 20 highlights in that post-game show, in this wrap-up show, and did a great job with the Farm Report as well as keeping this broadcast on air and everything going well with it. Great job by Jake, and hopefully all circumstances going the way we would want, it will be Jake and Logan joining me at the ballpark on Tuesday for what will be Game 2 in the Midwest League Championship Series. If necessary, Game 3. Of course, 6:40 will be the warm-up show, 7 o'clock first pitch, and it will be Lake County and South Bend. The Captains with a win, won the second championship in franchise history, second Midwest League title. All right, well, I'm John Vicari saying so long here from South Bend and Four Winds Field. The Captains will get some sleep, they'll hit the road, and then we'll be back on Tuesday night. Tuesday and Wednesday will be the final games of the season. You'll want to be there. You'll want to witness history. And to order to get a piece of it, go to lakecountycaptains.com. Check out our social media platforms at LC Captains on Twitter and Instagram, Lake County Captains on Facebook. You can be directed there as well. Get your tickets. And, of course, if you cannot, you can't, you're not in the area, your one and only home for Captains baseball is here on WJCU. So make sure you're there. I'll be there. And Jake and Logan will be as well. All right, well, final score, final time. Lake County Captains 11, South Bend Cubs 8. The Captains with the 1-0 lead in the Midwest League Championship Series. One more win, and they will get a ring, a title to Lake County. We'll see. They have two chances at home to do it this coming week. See ya, and you'll hear it on your home for Lake County Captains baseball, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.